What's going on, everyone? Welcome back. As always, I hope everyone has had a good week. We were hammered with calls last weekend, which is fine. I don't mind being busy. It just makes the shift go by a lot faster. I wanted to talk about driving this week and the safety that goes into driving. So stick around, and hopefully you can learn something from this. As I've said before, as an EMT, driving is going to be the most important thing you do, but it's also going to be the most dangerous. Driving lights and sirens to calls and to hospitals will be the most dangerous thing you do. When you drive, what's the end goal? The goal is to get the patient to the hospital as safely as possible. Safety is your number one priority while driving, but it's also your number one priority when you do this job, because without you, the patients don't get the help they need. You need to keep yourself safe at all times, especially when driving. You have to realize that there are more lives in your hands when you drive. There's your own life, the life of your partner, the patient's life, and sometimes a family member, a firefighter, or a law enforcement officer will also ride along with you. So you have a lot of responsibility that you are in charge of when you drive. Not to mention that everyone in the ambulance is trusting you to take care of them. Why is driving lights and sirens to an emergency call so dangerous? Well, there's a few things that go into it. Number one, you're allowed to travel faster than the posted speed limit. Where I work, we are allowed to drive 10 miles an hour over the posted speed limit. Is that a company law or is that a state law? Honestly, I have no idea. That's just what I was told when I started with this company. Now, do we follow that law? Absolutely not. Should we follow the law? Yeah, we should. But that's where experience, knowledge of your vehicle, and knowledge of the roadways come into play. It also depends on what the call is. Now, me, I will always drive faster for a kid than I will drive for an elderly person. Sorry, that's just how I am, and that's how most people are. I can give you an example that happened just last shift. A call came out for a 10-month-old who was having a seizure. Now, really, there isn't much we can do for a seizure anyway, except make sure they don't hurt themselves. But it's still a pretty serious call. Anything with a baby is a big deal. It was my ambulance that was dispatched, the fire department was dispatched, and there was also three sheriff's deputies that were dispatched. Like I said, we take anything with a kid seriously, and when something happens, everyone goes to it. Second thing that makes driving so dangerous is we are allowed to break the law. We can run red lights, travel in opposite lanes of traffic, and like I said before, we can drive fast. Intersections are so dangerous, and that's where siren control comes into play. When you come up to a red light, make noise. You have a siren and a horn for a reason. Use them. Now, you always need to stop at every red light and every stop sign before you proceed through them, because you need to be seen. Drivers won't stop unless they see and hear you, so make yourself known. If you're coming up to a red light and all the lanes are blocked, if it's safe to do so, drive on the other side of the road. Then, once you have triple-checked the entire intersection and nobody's moving, then you can hit the gas and go through it. Lights and sirens mean stop, but people are like children. When you tell kids to stop, what do? A lot of the time, they just keep doing what you don't like because children are evil devil spawn. Not really. I like kids. They can be fun sometimes. But you need to make yourself seen and heard to drive safely. Third, people just don't care. They will see you and still pull out in front of you. You can be directly behind them and they won't pull over. They ignore you. or they pull over in the wrong spots. This is where being patient comes into play. When you drive lights and sirens and have the ability to do so, always drive in the left lane. What are we taught when we drive and an emergency vehicle is coming up behind us? We're taught to pull over to the right. If you have trouble remembering that, you know, sirens and lights pull to the right. So when you drive in the left lane, in theory, people move over into the right lane so you have a straight shot and you don't have to weave in and out of traffic. Never, and I can't stress this enough, never pass on the right. The one time you go to pass on the right, that person in front of you is going to try and pull over, you're going to hit them, and then the accident is going to be your fault. Now you can't respond, and you've delayed care to the patient. That's why I said, have patience. Even if you're behind them, lights on, sirens going, and they still don't pull over, just stay behind them. It's not worth the accident, and it's not worth the ticket. They will eventually move over, or you'll come up to a red light where you're able to proceed through it once you make sure it's safe to do so. Safety is your biggest priority when driving. So, in order to drive an ambulance, for me, I had to go through an EVOC training course. So EVOC stands for Emergency Vehicle Operators Course. It was a week long. 2 days were spent in the classroom watching videos, reading books, taking tests. I hated it. It sucked. The last 3 days were actually driving the ambulance. Now, if you've never driven anything larger than a sedan before, it might be a little intimidating. There's people that we hired 6 months ago who still can't back an ambulance up into the ambulance bays of the hospital. It's kind of sad because driving an ambulance forwards or backwards really isn't that difficult. If you want to be a good driver, and this goes for any vehicle you drive, be a defensive driver. Now, here's where the real learning part of the podcast comes into play, so pay attention. There are 5 secrets to being a good and safe driver. Number 1, aim high in steering. That means you look down the road as far as possible to see any potential hazards or information so you have enough time to make the appropriate decision. Always ask yourself when you drive. I mean, I always talk to myself in my head, you know, how can I get past this upcoming red light safely? Is there a car in that driveway that's going to pull out in front of me? And if it does, can I stop in time? Always look for potential hazards. Number 2, get the big picture. Use the proper following distance so you can determine any hazards that are immediately around you. If the guy in front of you slams on his brakes, can you stop in time? Ambulances are heavy, so that means they take much longer to stop than a normal car. Plus, you don't want to slam on your brakes if you have a paramedic and the patient in the back. So always having the proper following distance is a huge part in driving. Number 3, keep your eyes moving. Scan your eyes across the roadway. Never stare in one spot. The more you scan, the better you can detect changing traffic conditions. Scan from window to window and always check your mirrors. A good rule is to check your mirrors every 3 seconds, and that helps you know what is around you and what's behind you. So in case you do need to make a split-second maneuver, you can do so safely. Number 4, leave yourself an out. Surround your vehicle with enough space in front, behind, and on at least one side so you can maneuver out. If you back up too close to something, you're not going to be able to get the stretcher out, and then you're not going to be able to load the patient in. This is really helpful on car accidents and fire scenes. If there's a patient that needs to be transported from a fire, how do you get out if you're blocked in by the fire engines? For me, I always pull past whatever's on fire, and I park on the other side of the street so I'm out of the way, and I can get someone in and out of the ambulance quickly if I need to. And last but not least, number 5, make sure they see you. Use your turn signals. Even driving lights and sirens, using your turn signals shows other drivers what your intentions are. Use your horn, lights, and sirens, and establish eye contact with other drivers so you know they see you and that they will yield for you. If you use these 5 guidelines while driving, you're going to have great success in being safe on the road. It's also going to make you a better driver, and you will be able to see things that you haven't noticed before. I will always say it. The most important thing in this job is safety. Your safety, your partner's safety, and the patient's safety. Without safety, we cannot do our job. Put the phone down. There's nothing that important that needs to be handled while you're driving. It can wait until you park. Not to mention, in most states, it's illegal to be on the phone and drive, and if the cops see you doing it, they're probably going to give you a ticket. There's a lot of cops that I know and talk to, so they say that they would much rather write tickets for people being on their phone than for speeding. Don't be distracted while you drive. You know, you're driving around something that's around 3,000 pounds of just pure metal, and you're driving it relatively quickly. It is very easy to kill yourself or someone else with a car. So no distracted driving, especially while driving an ambulance, because like I said, there is more than just your life when you drive an ambulance. Like always, you can go on Instagram, find me at EMT_life_podcast, and let me know what you thought about this episode, or we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. I enjoy listening to what you have to say, and in turn, it only makes me a better person, and I can learn so much from you. I wish everyone the best this weekend, and God bless each and every one of you.